Hi, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris Gillum. I'm with Way of Truth, and I'm 21 years old, and I believe that the Earth is no more than 6,500 years old, approximately 6,000 years old. And a lot of people my age get attacked for having that belief and say, well, don't you read the science books? And well, when it comes to being changed every semester, it's kind of hard to follow a book. I choose to follow a book that's hundreds of years old. It's never changed. It's called the King James Bible. It was printed in 1611. And, you know, the Bible tells us that there's going to be people who profess themselves to be wise, but they became fools, and that they would come in the name of science, falsely so called. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, in verse 20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science, falsely so called. You know, people like to always say, well, we've got carbon-14 dating that proves that the Earth is billions of years old. And, you know, carbon-14 dating has been debunked and disproved because everybody always assumes that if you take a chunk of pure material, it has X amount of carbon in it. Well, it seems to me that you're starting off with a false positive because you believe that this chunk of, say, this Bible was made out of pure lead. You're saying that this Bible or that this chunk of lead has this much lead in it. But you don't know if it's contaminated with other materials. And if it is, that completely throws off your measurement. So you're automatically assuming that it had this much of material in it when it could have been contaminated in other areas. I would consider that a vain babbling because it's constantly changing. If we could tell the first time how old the Earth is with carbon-14 dating, why are we now up to 5.4 billion years when we start off with, just a couple million years? Well, that's because they keep having to change it because they keep discovering more and more things that are like, well, you know, maybe if we put enough time in there, we can justify macroevolution with microevolution. And that's not the case. The only way they can do that is by saying the Earth is billions of years old. Because they say, well, we all came from a single-celled amoeba, and now we're all here. But that still doesn't explain why we're here or how we got here. That they're just trying to throw a big enough number at it to justify it. And the Bible warns us against people like that because it's vain and profane babblings, and they have no proof. Say if you were to go out and find a piece of raw material like lead, and you are going to say, I'm going to carbon-14 date this. Well, you're going to have to make some assumption or use your own rules that you make up to try to guess how much carbon was in that piece of material from its origin. And that's not necessarily that accurate because it could be contaminated from the beginning of its life. It could have been contaminated with other materials, which would therefore throw off the carbon-14 dating. But people are still justifying it and using it as a crutch, trying to justify their dead evolutionary beliefs. And I like to think of it this way. I believe in a religion. It's called Christianity. It's the only true religion. Every other religion is of works. Now, I believe in Christianity, and it's a religion. But just because you slap a bumper sticker on something and call it science doesn't make it any less of a religion than mine. If you want to believe that the Earth is billions of years old, that's fine. But don't attack me like Richard Dawkins has, and he's attacked every God-fearing Christian out there for believing what the Bible says. If you want to believe your science Bible that comes out every semester with a new version, so be it. But don't attack this book. Because you're not just attacking me, you're attacking my God. So, you know, with that, I'd have to say carbon-14 dating isn't as dependable as people would like to think it is, but they always try to put their thumb on Christians and say, well, you see, we've disproved it, when in all actuality, they've disproved their own theory.